As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the link for the draft. Draft start, what, 8 o'clock? Is that first first pick, 8 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Is that when the clock starts? So Eagles have 32nd pick, and WIP is with you all the way up through the pick. And then, of course, we'll be yapping about the pick afterwards because no Phillies game tonight. Phillies don't play again until tomorrow afternoon.
Only one off day?
Only one off day. you want more? Well, Taiwan's pitching
tomorrow.
Can we
get a bye week?
Yeah. The Phillies do need a bye week. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which position would you like the Eagles to draft tonight? 79% defensive line, 21% secondary. We'll get to my defensive line YouTube big board right after Josh. Josh, you're on WIP. Josh.
Yo, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Josh? Josh. Josh is on speakerphone, and I could hear myself. And
yeah, it's a disaster.
Drives me crazy. Why don't we just do the – hey, Luke, could you check in Josh and tell him to pick up his phone? Why don't we do YouTube Big Board now? You want to do that?
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles, and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike-esque YouTube Big Board.
I've watched a lot of YouTube.
Boy, that has actually aged poorly, that open.
Has it?
Well, it's just like you say in there, Hinkie could do a better job than... I mean,
Howie's done pretty good.
Yeah, he's heating up.
We might need a new YouTube Big Board intro for next year.
I like that.
You like that one?
No, it's a good intro.
I like that one.
All right.
It just takes us how far we go back.
So we did...
You know, it's only a year.
We did offensive line. We did quarterback. I love my quarterback Big Board, by the way.
Terrible.
And it's going to work out. You watch, Ike Reese. So I did defensive line, combined edge and defensive tackle, and I came up with the three guys I love the most. My defensive line YouTube Big Board. All right, Ike. Here we go. Number three.
Let's check it out.
Mykel Williams out of Georgia.
Love him.
Now, first of all, he is enormous. Mm-hmm. The guy is like 10 feet tall. And with all these tiny little edge guys all over the NFL, I would love to be this giant edge guy. If I was a tackle on the offensive line and I looked up and I see this guy, I'd be terrified. He's good standing up. He's good with his hand in the dirt.
Oh, yeah. Come on. What else he cooking up over there?
So many edge guys, by the way, are just fast. They try to run, you know, past the guy every time. But this guy is really patient on run plays, good at setting the edge, a good tackler, never a good motor, never stops playing on any of these. Mm-hmm. So many tiny little edge guys. I love a giant guy. Give me giant Mykel Williams out of Georgia. Ike, what do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. He's a part of my original big board.
There you go.
Can't go wrong with a Georgia Bulldog.
Yep.
If you're a Philadelphia Eagle. So, yeah, he fits right along with those guys. He'd fit into the culture. And he's one of those guys that it's more about his ceiling versus what he did at Georgia. Somewhat similar to how Nolan Smith. Like, Nolan Smith's numbers didn't wow you. But you just looked at his potential and figured, you know, this kid's going to be a good player once he gets a chance to play every down. So this is sort of where Mykel Williams is at as well.
Love him.
Love
him. He's huge.
Yeah.
This guy's a monster. All right. Number two on my YouTube big board. Defensive tackle out of the Ohio State University.
Your school.
Tyleek Williams.
Okay.
First of all, super strong, super fast, just runs over guys. And for a fat guy, really, really fast. Love fast fat guys. He's an awesome pass rusher. And great at, because he's so fast, I watched him in the backfield chasing down running backs after he gets past the offensive line.
Oh, man.
Love it. In the backfield, tackle for a loss. When he starts to tackle a guy, by the way, not messing around. You don't see guys breaking tackles with Tyleek Williams. Very fast, very strong, and fat at the same time. What all traits I love in a defensive tackle. My number two YouTube big board guy, Tyleek Williams. Ike, what do you think?
Yeah, Tyleek Williams. Yeah, good player.
Sorry, got his name wrong.
It's all good.
That's that is a staple of the YouTube big board, by the way.
Yep. Listen, he played at Ohio State, so you know he's from a great program. He's played at a high level, national championship. Certainly somebody like the Eagles. Like the Eagles, when you think about what the Eagles like doing, having at least three to four guys that they can rotate in that interior, yeah, this is what you're talking about. You know, you're talking about finding a replacement for Milton Williams. Yeah, this is sort of what you're talking about. You want a guy that can get off the ball in that three technique and beat guys in one-on-one pass rushing moves and then has the ability to also play the run. Putting him next to Jalen Carter, I like it.
All right.
I like it.
Something going wrong when you like both of them so far.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, these are good players. These aren't guys that are reaches. Like, you aren't reaching yet.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody you reach for yet.
Well, wait till number one. Because I want to say before I get to number one.
Yeah.
You know, I grind a lot of tape on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch Abdul Carter. Overrated.
Oh, wow.
All he is fast. There's too many of these edge guys that in college, they're just faster than the tackle, and they get to the guy. And then they get to the NFL, and everybody's fast. The offensive linemen are fast. The quarterbacks are fast. The running back, everybody's fast. I don't know. I watch Abdul Carter, and it doesn't look like he has a lot of moves. It just looks like he's faster than everybody.
And he's too small.
No, he's not. He's a tremendous athlete. Too small. What is he? He's 245, 50 pounds. How big does he need to be?
Doesn't look like it.
I don't know. I just looked at him. It looks like Nolan Smith.
He's a big kid. The problem is that when the competition you're around isn't as great, you don't know if you're just being pushed up the board because of the other guys that are in the draft. I've said this. No offense. I like the kid. I think he's a very good player. I don't think he's better than Michael Parsons.
No.
Like, I don't think it's coming out. Like, I don't think he was a better prospect than Michael Parsons.
I'm with Warren Sapp on Abdul Carter. I'm not buying it.
Oh, what the hell does Sapp say?
Oh, Sapp actually walked
stormed
out,
off the stage.
Stormed off an interview with our very own Zach Gelb because Zach Gelb was talking about how good he was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got to look that up.
All right.
Who's your guy?
My number one guy out of Michigan is Braden Swinson.
Oh, it's a terrible thing.
No, he is the best pass rusher in the draft. Look, most of the guys are just fast off the line, and then they lose the burst. This guy gets faster after he gets past his guy.
What's his name, Brad Swinson?
What
school did he go to, Spike?
Michigan.
No.
Braden
Swinson. Dude, he's not even the best guy on that line.
Yes, he is. He's the best guy in the draft. There are so many quarterbacks that are more mobile. I want a guy who's not just fast off the line. I want a guy that can chase the guy down. He's got a bunch of moves, by the way. He's not just running past the
offensive line. First off, he went to LSU.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at this.
Then I mean LSU.
I wanted you to just let him finish.
LSU.
I had to see how low he was on the.
I wrote the thing down wrong.
Looked at a yellow school.
Yes.
And you said
and I assumed it was Michigan.
Michigan.
I'm sorry.
This is our football expert.
Look, I'm going to end up being right. It doesn't matter what college he went to. What matters is the tape. And the guy is awesome. He never gets tied up. He's got a bunch of moves. He was the best pass rusher I've seen. Braden Swinson, not out of Michigan, out of LSU.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What a time this, might
this,
reveal.
This is the one where you fell off the track.
No, yes. I'm telling you.
That's terrible.
He'll be better than Abdul Carter.
No, not a chance.
Yes, he will.
Have
you watched his tape?
Don't need to see his tape.
You got to watch his tape.
Don't need to see his tape.
You got to watch his YouTube.
No one named Braden Swinson is going to be.
It doesn't matter if he went to LSU or Michigan.
That's not my point.
No, no, we're talking about he doesn't have the name.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't come with the cachet.
Watch his tape, Jack. Watch his tape.
Braden Swinton. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. I'm surprised he's not in our delegation, honestly.
No.
No, he is not in our delegation.
No.
Yeah, it is in our delegation name, one would guess, but it is not.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
All right, there it is, the YouTube Big Board. Number 3, Mikel Williams. Number 2, Talik Williams.
So,
and number 1, Braden Swinson.
So is it safe to say you want the Eagles to take Braden Swinson tonight?
I would love for the Eagles to take Braden Swinson.
Okay, so that's who you're going on the record with.
Round two guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, we all had to put a name on the record. Yeah, yeah.
I said Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
He's not going to get picked in the first round. Like that is.
That's not.
Okay, then he's my guy.
Yeah, if he's your number
trade
one.
Down.
End,
they trade down.
He's
at least.
My guy. Then he's my guy. He's my guy. Fine.
Braden.
Just wanted to make sure we got you pinned in the corner with
fine.
These guys.
He's my guy. He's
he sounds
my
like
guy.
He sounds like a PGA Tour golfer.
That's fine. That's just fine. It's fine. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good pick. All right.
He will turn out to be a Pro Bowl.
Yep.
If he is. And I will never let you jerks forget it. And then, you know
what
you're
going to
say?
We'll say you said he went to Michigan.
Yeah, I know it. You're going to say you didn't even know what college he went to.
Exactly.
I'm a pro guy.
That's not true. You're a Big Ten guy. You're an Ohio Statesman.
I am. Maybe that's why I wanted to put him on Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was interesting how Corey in Kentucky picked the Kentucky kid as a guy that he wanted.
That's true.
Yeah, it's noticeable.
All right. 215-592. By the way, we have Mike Mayock coming up at 4 o'clock, our second draft expert, of course, with me being number one.
Are you going to ask him about Braden Swinson?
Fine. I'll ask him about Braden Swinson.
Don't.
Please do.
I want to ask him. I'm telling you. Watch the guy.
What's he shooting the tour?
215-592-9494. Josh, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys, my apologies.
It's Luke's fault.
It's Luke's fault. Yeah, he's new.
All right, so I think a couple moves could be huge for the Birds tonight.
Okay.
One unrealistic would be A.J. Brown in 32 up to 4 for Abdul Carter. Would be nice.
Interesting thought.
Would be love it, yes.
That was Friday's show.
You would do it?
I would do it. I would move up. I mean, I think Saquon is kind of the focal point of the offense.
Would you give up your second-round pick, too? Would you give up your second-round pick, too?
Maybe next year.
Would you give up next year's first?
Well, no. I would give up Brown in 32 this year, maybe a second for 4.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Would you rather do that or just draft Braden Swinson in the second round?
I'm telling you, the guy is good.
I think Abdul Carter is the best.
Okay, the best
in my opinion. But
yeah, okay.
I have one more that I thought about. It's been in my head. Would you guys, you know, like it? How would you think, like Bryce Huff, second round and a fourth round for T.J. Watt?
They're not going to take Bryce Huff off your hands. Like, here's the thing.
Let's say we eat half his contract and we throw in a second and a third.
I think anybody here would trade any pick for T.J. Watt. The problem is we don't know the money thing. It's impossible to figure out. I'm not downplaying what Rube said, but Rube went from saying we said I asked him what he thought of the offseason, and he said he thinks this is an offseason they had to have because of all the guys they have to pay and they have to get younger. And then I asked him if he would trade for T.J. Watt.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And he said yes. And I said, how are you going to pay him? And he goes, well, how he can figure it out. So I just think it can't be both. And if we can't fit a $30 million guy on a 30-year-old guy that you're going to have to pay $30 million a year for the next 3 years, either we can or we can't. I'm just...
Well, we don't know that, though.
Yeah, I guess
what I'm saying is we don't know the cap.
We don't know. It just appears as if they can't.
I mean, the second part, like the T.J. Watt trade, would be more realistic if they could dump A.J. Brown's contract. Because if they were to draft Abdul Carter, you wouldn't have to worry about paying him for what?
Sure.
3 years?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, that would probably be the only way they could probably pull that off on the books. But, I mean, could you imagine a defensive line with those guys would be insane?
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah. It would be great. I'm not doing the A.J. Brown thing again. I'm just saying if he does get traded.
Well, hell, that has more cap ramifications than T.J. Watt probably.
Trading A.J. Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I think
he's got like $40 million in dead cap.
Well, it depends on when they trade him.
I was saying 90.
Yeah. Well, Elliott's
over 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Over 2 years, yeah.
But doesn't it all get accelerated if you trade him?
No, what it looked like, on over the cap, it basically says if you trade him after June 1st, I think it's a $30 million and then a $20 million.
Okay.
If you trade him before June 1st, it's something like $60 this year and $30 next year or something like that. Braden Swinson is a dog. But a person who's a dog. You probably have a real dog, maybe two real dogs, maybe three real dogs, maybe a cat too. And your entire goal when you have a pet is to give that pet an amazing life. You know, you give them a lot of hugs, a lot of walks, and you got to get them the right stuff. And dogs and cats rule. You get that dog the right stuff. George Perenni is the lead dog and makes sure that every one of the 7 stores is stocked with the best of everything. Not just the best products, but the best people too. And it's going to be warm outside, so you got to make sure that you're up to date on flea and tick prevention. They can talk to you about natural flea and tick prevention. I can't talk to you about it, but luckily the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule knows about all their products, so they can talk to you about the benefits of that. Also, then when you get to pet nutrition, which is where Dogs and Cats Rule really shines, they have top-of-the-line stuff, local products, fresh diets, you know, the raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that stuff. But you walk in there, and there's shelves and shelves and shelves of this stuff. You can't figure it out yourself. You don't have time. But the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, they're going to take the time. They're going to be patient. They'll learn about your pet, and they'll give you the right answers. So whether it is natural flea and tick prevention, whether it's food, whether it's supplements, whether it's some new toys for the spring and the summer, one of the 7 locations can help you out. 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small. Shop local, shop family, Dogs and Cats Rule. 215-592-9494. Oh, he's back again. Mad Mike, you're on WIP. He's feeling
how
himself.
How are we doing today, guys?
You're really feeling yourself. You're back. Some are saying you're back, Mad Mike.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back and angrier than ever.
There you go.
There we go.
Hey, just so we all know, baseball's stupid.
It's
boring. It belongs in 1855. And then just so we like just to back to your point about the bye week, that's when they told Jalen, hey, idiot, we're not letting you throw the ball anymore, and we're just going to run it, and just like the head coach, we're just going to put you on the sideline and play pretend that you're a part of this team.
Well, they let him throw in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's also because they're like, oh, you know, the guy that did everything, we're going to use him as, like, you know, and we're going to let him get hammered and pummeled, and then you get to kind of just play against the zone, no defense at all. But sure, that's fine.
What do you have to say about the draft, Admon? None of this stuff works right now. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's tough.
It's,
I've tried.
No, it so works. It so works because it's all true.
Nah.
You know why I know it's true, Spike? Because you know Jalen isn't a good quarterback. And you in your own mind are like, that's why it's a prove it year. Because Mad Mike's right. Jaylen's
no, I think he is a good quarterback. I do not think he is a elite quarterback. But I do think he's good.
No, he is just lucky to be in the situation he's in. But
all right.
Howie is definitely going to blow this pick. And he's going to trade out of the first round, and everybody's going to be back to, Howie's a moron, what's he doing? They're all going to be back right after that.
I don't know, Jack, Ike. This Mad Mike thing.
Might have run its course.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very tough to do this right now. Because even if he trades out of the first round, people are not going to call Howie an idiot.
No.
I guarantee
I like, listen, I like listening to Mad Mike because, you know, it's like spitting in the wind.
Yeah.
Right back to your face, man. That's all it really is, man. I mean, listen.
It's the end of an era.
He's a Hall of Fame GM. The team has gone to 3 Super Bowls under him.
Uh-huh.
He's won 2 of them. How many more franchise-altering players does he need to draft or bring in? Like, seriously.
Bring in another Jalen Reagor.
Well, listen, you can't hit on all of them. You can't hit on every pick, but
come on, Mike.
But he's hit on. And listen,
to be fair, he was only hitting on picks that were in the top 10.
It's okay. Listen, sometimes.
I can hit on picks on the top 10 all day.
Listen, see, here's the thing.
He does at number 32.
Here's
the thing. Nolan Smith at 32.
I don't need Howie to prove.
And Nolan Smith was a bust all the way up to
And then he was awesome.
I don't need
God,
Howie to
old.
Prove how smart he is by taking players no one has ever heard of, and he's put his magic eye on them. No, I need Howie to take the obvious player. Like, that's the thing you do. You do the obvious thing, and you keep your job, and you get good football players, and you know what, then you adjust around those guys. Taking Devontae Smith, like, you know, he's taking good players, and then he's added players in where he see fits. I don't understand.
Mike, he drafted Quinion at 22.
Like, what more could you want from a GM in this town? What more could
not
you want?
Not to be such a dork.
Well,
I mean,
I would take a dork over a super athletic moron.
No, he's a dork.
Hey, like John, you like how you like John Lynch at GM?
Of course, at least he can lay the lumber on.
Oh man, how many draft picks? Oh, how many draft picks did he give up to go to get Trey Lance? How smart was he?
All right, well, we'll see how he blows this draft.
Cooper DeJean in the second round, Quinion at 22. Come on,
man, give it up. Come on, Mad Mike.
All right, bye, Mike.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl at all?
He's gone.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't
beat him into submission.
What I thought was, I thought he was going to pivot.
Like, Cowboy Jim has pivoted. I got a lot of pushback towards putting him in the top 5 of callers. A lot of pushback. Listen to the calls.
The calls are good.
They're entertaining.
They get right to his point. He insults us, but he has good ones.
Doesn't
every
he bring
time.
Up the Cowboys anymore.
No.
Yeah.
He pivoted. Mad Mike needs to pivot.
Yeah.
Maybe he becomes sad
it's not,
Mike.
It's weak sauce, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad Mike.
Like, if you want to cling to the Jalen isn't elite thing, okay, that's fine.
Everyone knows that.
No, that's not true, but that's fine. But the Howie thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even do the Jalen's not elite thing. He's not good.
Yeah.
It's like that's kind of tough. Jalen's not good is kind of a tough argument to have right now.
Well, so, silly.
Yeah.
2-1 argument.
215-592-9494. Tough to have. Mike, you're in.
Another Mike.
You're
great. Awesome.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, this is another Mike. I'm mad, but I'm mad at something else.
Okay.
Last year, at the beginning of June, when the Phillies went over to London to play the Mets,
yep,
they were 45 and whatever. They were 22 games over 500. When they got home, the rest of the season, they were 3 games over 500. They won 95 games last year.
Yep.
But when they got back from London, all they did the rest of the year was basically play 500 ball.
Yep.
Okay.
Are we blaming
this
London?
Beg your pardon?
Are we blaming London?
No. What I'm trying to get to is this year's team is worse than the second half team.
This How are they worse?
Is a lot worse.
How are they worse?
Because look at the bullpen. Let's start with that.
Okay, the bullpen's worse.
Bullpen's 29th out of 30th.
Yep, starters are better.
You had seven players on the All-Star team last year.
You said second half. You said second half. I don't get. Well, hold on, hold on, Mike. You said the second half of the year. So their starters are better this year than they were the second half of last year. They have better starters.
I don't know about that.
Well, sure they do. Ranger was cooked last year, and they have, all you have to swap in Lizardo for Ranger.
Ranger had a great first half.
Yeah, we're talking about. You said the second half of the year, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Ranger was not good in the second half of the year,
that's
and Lizardo is. What's
he
that?
Was hurt.
Yeah.
He was hurt.
But Lizardo is better than what Ranger was the second half of the year.
Yeah, without a doubt. And
okay.
Sanchez is probably just as good as he was last year.
Right. Okay? So how are they worse than the second half of last year? Okay. Nola's been worse. You're right.
And I don't see the same in Wheeler that I saw last year.
Oh, I think Wheeler's been good. He had two bad starts.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I think Wheeler's been good. So,
okay,
so
but what about the offense? What about center field and left?
The
I
same.
Mean, it's just bad this year.
But
well,
it's the
been
same.
Bad for
I mean,
years.
What do you think is so good? Do you think they're good?
No, I'm just saying that I don't think they're. It's a thank you for the call, Mike. It's a silly argument. I don't think they're worse than they are the second half of last year. Their bullpen
may not
is,
be worse.
They might be the same.
They're just as bad as
yeah,
they were.
They
last
might be
year.
The same. Yeah. The bullpen is worse. The starters are better. But I
don't know. Are the starters better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
This then the second half?
Yeah.
Wheeler's the same. Sanchez.
Well, Wheeler was. I don't know if Wheeler's the same. Wheeler was a Cy Young candidate last year.
Yeah, but Wheeler's been really good this year. He had two bad starts.
He has not been as good as he was last year. I don't think so.
I mean, if you're going to say Wheeler's not as good, then
I'm
yeah,
just saying,
that is tough.
Well,
yeah.
When you pitch to a Cy Young runner-up, like that's the standard. Like that's what you're saying. That's what made their staff so good last year. Ranger was on a 10-0 start in the first half, so we know that Nola definitely isn't where he was last year as a pitcher. Sanchez is probably the same. Uh-huh. And even though Lizardo is a good third pitcher, you're still looking at a 5-6-inning pitcher.
Well, the biggest problem is that they didn't have a 5-star last. I mean, Taiwan was unpitchable, and they went to Tyler Phillips. He got blown up. And then they went to, like, Colby Allard. Like,
well,
they
Taiwan's been better
well, exactly.
this year than any 5-starter in the second half last year.
Regardless,
but to your point, even if they're just as good as the second half last year, that's not good enough. That's
right.
A 500 team. Right. 215-592-9494. We are at the link.
I would say the hitters are worse. Than
the
they
hitters
were
are definitely worse.
Worse than they were last.
Yes, I mean, Bohm is worse. Trey is worse. Schwarber's the same.
Is Bryce the same?
Bryce is worse.
Right?
Well, I mean, he's hitting two. He was 1-1 for 11 against the Mets. He's got 5 home runs, but his OPS is sitting around 800. He's got to be 900 plus. He's got to be 900.
And he's
plus.
Too mopey right now.
He is. He's very mopey.
No. I thought that was only Bohm.
Right, now we're doing the Bohm thing. He's on 1 8 game hitting streak and with all slap
ten games with
all slap singles and these Ike's all boomed up back over there. Yep.
After he
got his backbone right back up. Yep.
After he left them.
I told you when he gets over to Mendoza line, I would speak up again.
Well, he's at what 230 something?
And trending upward.
Yeah, and one walk and no home runs.
Yeah. All right. We're at the link because the draft is tonight. WIP has your coverage all the way through the draft. We're on your radio, on the free Odyssey app, also on YouTube. We'll be on YouTube, I assume, all the way up through the Eagles pick.
We better
today.
Be.
We better be.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock, our draft expert, joins us next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.